Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Feels like the world's gone down the toilet. Over the last 24 hours, is this? Doing a fun, happy, clappy pop music show with Sabrina Carpenter and whatnot. And turn on the telly last night. I watch a bit of CNN from time to time on the Americans. Yeah, MSNBC, CNN. I watch a bit of Fox as well, just to see what they're saying on the, you know, the flipped. Because this is American politics as well. It's like following your favourite sports team is the way they describe it. It's like following WWF. Who's your favourite? You want Trump to give a pile driver to Waltz. So last night was the... I expected to turn on CNN this morning and it'd be all analysis of the vice presidential debate in America, because your man J.D. Vance, Trump's fellow, was going to be taking on Waltz, Harris's vice presidential nominee. And generally the way these things work, when there's been a big thing in America, it's still, they're still talking about it hours later when we get up in the morning. You can stick on CNN and it'll be like in the middle of the night over there, but it'll still be talking about it because it's such a massive story. But it wasn't. There was nothing about it because, well, a couple of things happened apparently in the debate. One, they were very nice and polite to each other. And there's no crack in that. They can't be, there's no analysis that can be done. And the other was everything that's going on in the Middle East. So trying to find something light, either a bit of crack out of American politics, or in, you know, obviously the ballistic missiles been chucked by Iran. There's not a lot of crack. There's Guyliner. We can do the Guyliner from America. This is J.D. Vance. You'd recognize, if you saw him, you'd recognize him. They've put him on the news. He's a bearded lad. Well, the story goes that he was very anti-Trump for a long time. Like he said that Trump was like Hitler, and he was like, yeah, he compared him to Hitler, and he said really, you know, really negative things about him. He was very against him, and then he jumped on the Trump bandwagon, and now Trump has named him to be his vice president, should he win. But J.D. Vance caused an online storm, as many debate viewers, this is the presidential debate last night, debate viewers were convinced he wore eyeliner during his face-off with Tim Walz. Now one of his former Republican colleagues has revealed what was really going on with Vance's so-called makeup. Do you want to know? See, I have noticed this guy does have sort of defined eye, you know, the lids of, not the lids, you know, like eyeliner. It looks like eyeliner. It's like he's wearing eyeliner. Although I know fellas who have just very well-defined lines of their eyes that they're not wearing makeup or anything, but it looks like it. And you just can't take your eyes off it. it's mesmerizing, guys. Many viewers tuned in, blah, blah, blah. While inside the studio, they kept things polite, blah, blah, blah. Can't stop noticing J.D. Vance's eyeliner, one viewer posted on X. I need eyeliner tips. However, any speculation was crushed by one of his former Republican colleagues, George Santos, who said he doesn't use eyeliner. I've met him in person. He was a senator, blah, blah, blah. He has long eyelashes. See, this is the thing. I have a friend who has long eyelashes. But because you've got, as a man, if you've got long eyelashes, it sort of defines the eye better. Men with long, 0874 100 102 on the voice notes. Do you have long eyelashes? Or are you similar to myself? Are you afflicted with short eyelashes? And would you be tempted, lads, fellas, line up, get in the chair. Would you be tempted to go for a bit of guyliner? Draw it on. Just a little bit of definition on there. Mozzarella, let's draw around the lips as well. I'm not going to lie. There are mornings I wake up, I look at myself in the mirror, I think, maybe just a little bit, a little touch, a little blusher. Is a man wearing makeup a red flag for you? I suppose, you know what, in this day and age, we've all grown. We're a toxic masculinity. Should be chucked in the bin, thrown out the window, flushed down the toilet. And if a man wants to wear makeup, then so be it. I have to say this, doing a bit of telly, as I've done through the years, when I do get my face on, I do feel more confident. Then again, this is TV makeup, so they really lay it on, and they, you know, they want you to look fabulous. And then at the end, you know, when the TV show is finished, they give you some wipes or some cleanser or whatever and said that you could take off your face. And I would have a moment of, I think I wouldn't mind leaving it on, to be honest. So J.D. Vance, this fella, the American vice president, it looks like he's got guyliner, is what they're saying. There's a huge reaction on on Twitter was that he's wearing the guy liner. Gene is over there. Is it Gene? Gene?
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Gene.
I've been watching it now for months. Absolutely months.
This is the American polity, or the American election situation. See, the thing is, it's not right. We could go off on a tangent about this, Gene, but basically, I don't think it's the way they've set it up, and we're going that way to a certain degree ourselves, politics-wise, that it's like shouting for your favourite team rather than actually talking about politics being a force for getting things done for regular people, doing the right thing for the community, for the world, for the country. Instead, it's turned into, it's like WWF. It's like wrestling. Shouting for your favourite team or, you know, shouting for your favourite wrestler. And then in the same way they talk about Liverpool versus Man United, the supporters being against each other. That's what it's like in American politics, the supporters being against. And it's just wild. But then the way they report on it over there doesn't help either, because it is like that. It's so, they amp it up and it's so dramatic. So actually, genuinely, when I woke up this morning, it was all coverage of the Middle East. I was stuck on CNN expecting to coverage of the vice presidential debate, when they were talking about horrific and dramatic situation, the escalation of the situation in the Middle East. There's a kind of a, well, they're not doing the wrestling commentary, genuinely, because that's what you're expecting from the news channels over there. But that's not a good thing either. Sorry, Jean, go on.
And it's absolutely crazy. I love following American politics. It's just crazy. But last night, yeah, definitely eyeliner, definitely.
Oh!
Anyway, enjoy. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Jean. So he's definitely wearing the guy liner. Do you know what? I should call my makeup expert. Let me call No Spring Chicken. This is Maria. She's on the gram. No, she calls herself No Spring Chicken, and she's. I'd ring her there on the line too. Sorry, put her on WhatsApp, will I? It's ringing. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Maria.
Hello, Raymond.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maria McKenzie. Will I give you your full? Will I call you No Spring Chicken, or do I call you Maria McKenzie? What do you want me to call you?
You think? Do you know? There's no harm in throwing out the old handle there, is there?
No Spring.
Maria McKenzie.
Maria No McKenzie. And the No Spring Chicken is on the line. Darling, how are you?
I am good. Long time no see. How are you keeping?
I only call you when I'm desperate for makeup tips, and you know I'm so good at my own face. These, you know.
You're flawless, Ray. I've seen you very up close. And I know how close you are.
I need so little, Maria, that I rarely have to call you for a makeup tutorial.
Very true.
So did you see J.D. Vance? A huge reaction to this American vice presidential debate, particularly J.D. Vance's eyes.
Yes.
And the suggestion that he's wearing guyliner. What, in your professional opinion, do you have any views?
Well, I actually, when I thought, I went down a deep rabbit hole, obviously TikTok and everything, because even though I'm a Gen X, I feel like a Gen Z. Mm. And I think what he's actually done is, I think he's tinted his eyelashes. Because if you look back at old photos of him, he's a little bit more blonde and a bit more fair. So I think he's done a little bit of tinting to bring out pop. Somebody said to him, blue eyes are good, make them pop. And I think he threw on a little bit of tinted eyelash stuff.
I got some, we got a bunch of texts about Sinead and Cork says, I just Googled him. The colour of his eyes in contrast to the rest of him makes it worse, I think. So his blue eye, his eyes are so blue, it makes his lashes look like eyeliner, says Sinead.
Yeah. And he's doing a bit of tight lining as well on the upper eyelid.
Now, hang on a minute. So let's go back. The tinting, is the tinting a permanent thing?
Yes, and the reason, anyone who ever uses eyeliner will understand what I'm about to say now. When you're under lights and when you're sweating, you will smudge. There's no smudging on those man's eyes. There's no panda eyes. So he has something that is tinted on, and it's semi-permanent, and it will not move. It won't move. When I think that's what he's done.
Semi-permanent, so it's the colouring of the hair. Now, I'm an ignorant Maria. Is it the colouring of the hair, or is it a tattoo on the eyeline?
It's the colouring of the hair. So what you do is you would basically put on, it's like dyeing your hair on your head, but you actually dye the eyelashes.
When you say that's permanent then, if that's...
Semi-permanent. It wears off after about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So he'd have to have it topped up regularly, which he's probably doing because he has that kind of consistent look.
Yeah. He's
a good thing to do.
This is the other thing. What was the second thing that you said? Tightening?
Tight lining.
Right. Mm-hmm. What's that?
So that basically means is that you kind of pull up your eyelid, and on the upper eyelid underneath the lash, you put a little bit of black eyeliner, and then that makes your eyes pop.
And
it especially works when you're old.
And it would snap. And does he, you reckon he's doing something like that as well then?
Yeah, the lashes are far too defined. They look amazing, but they're definitely far too defined to be natural, because his previous pictures, there's a lot more blonde there than there is black. Right. It's a bluey black as well. And that's usually what works.
Is there a thing as we age where we, well, I suppose we're going whiter, but do we kind of go fairer as well then?
Yeah, we go fair, and it's like your features recede into your face. So I kind of wake up and I look like a boiled egg until I draw on whatever I used to have in my 20s.
No, so you look fabulous. You always look fabulous. This is why so many people follow you on Instagram, because you manage to look fabulous because you've got all the hacks. So aside from all of that, because genuinely, I was saying we need to throw the old toxic masculinity in the bin.
Yes.
And as someone who is both extremely toxic and marginally masculine, I have considered, I'm not going to lie, I've considered what would be an acceptable use of makeup for me.
Well, the thing about it is that I think everyone looks good with a little bit of something. And for men, I know with my husband, you know my husband, I can barely get him to use, you know, shampoo.
Poor Duncan.
Well, he's bald. Poor Duncan. But he will use shampoo head to toe. It doesn't matter what it is, even though he's bald as a goat. But anyway, when he does use stuff and I get him to use creams now and again, he likes it, but then he says he feels greasy. So I think you need something where, you know, you're not going to feel like you have loads of stuff in your face.
Right.
So that can be like popping a bit of tanning drops into your moisturizer. You should be wearing your SPF every day, Ray, because you want to keep that beautiful, youthful glow. SPF every single day. I harp on about this all the time.
Yep.
Little bit of lip balm, little bit of bronzer. Like, you can get away with it. It can look very natural, and you can just look like a better version of you, if that's possible.
When you say a bit of bronzer, like, is bronzer powder, is it?
Bronzer powder, bronzer cream. You can actually pop a little bit of fake tan into your moisturizer and blend it onto your face. So then when you get up and wash it off, then you just are left with a glow and you don't have to touch it up.
And there is a moisturizer with, sure, you see them on there. Like, there are men's moisturizers with a bit of brown in it.
Yeah, a bit of brown.
Or, you know, like fake tan or brown. Yeah,
tanning drops.
But it's in it already. Like, I don't need to add anything to it. Yeah. It's already there. Yeah. So is that the extent? Like, just certainly as we are heading into winter, is that as far as you would recommend the average dad at the school gates to be going, or should I be considering things like guyliner or something a bit more adventurous?
If you want to really just amp it up, I would look at doing something like tinting the eyelashes, maybe the eyebrows as well, because they can get a little bit lost as we get older and they can get a bit grey. I know we all pluck a few greys out.
Yeah.
Then I would do a little bit of the tinted moisturiser, your SPF every day, a little bit of lip balm, bit of bronzer. Like, I think anyone can do anything these days. It's just whether or not you want to and you're comfortable with it, because, you know, sometimes you can feel like stuff's on your face, and if you're not used to it, it can feel a bit off. But these are all things that you can do that basically means that you don't have to touch up during the day, and you just are looking a little bit more defined and rested, because we all look haggard these days, don't we? We're all wrecked.
Yeah, and it certainly is. It's getting darker. Genuinely, by the end of November, we're all going to look like death. We're going to look like zombies walking around.
My last thing
then is that every night, and this is the thing that I say, I actually say it to my missus every night as she's going to bed, I'm like, I'm so glad I don't have to do this. The removing of the face. What is it, I suppose, like you're saying, just a little bit of moisturiser should be enough, and it's not going to be the case then that I'd be like, oh God, I need to get out these 15 different bottles and these 15 different scrubs and the foaming yolk and the hot towel and all this. I don't need to do any of that. I just need to wash my face and that's it.
Exactly, but always wear your SPF during the day. But the thing about it, what you'll find with a lot of women, is to them, it's literally like therapy. It's like meditation. It's like 10 minutes to yourself. There's no one annoying you. Lock yourself in the bathroom, do your skincare. It is actually a nice thing for us to do. It's a ritual. Whereas men, I think it's a pain in the bum, but women actually enjoy it mostly, or anyone who uses makeup enjoys it.
That's why she locks herself in the bathroom from about 5:30 to about midnight every evening.
Because she's trying to get
I'm
her
taking
own
off
face.
My face. Honestly, I'm taking off my face.
She goes in there with use that excuse for everything.
Yeah, she goes in there with a bottle of wine and an iPad, and she says, "I'm like, what? How does Chardonnay take the day off?" Maria McKenna, listen, thanks so much for joining us. No spring chicken at no spring chicken. On the Instagram. I presume you're talking the tick, are you, as well?
I'm on the talk and the tick as well, although when I told my 17-year-old, she said to me, sorry, you are not TikTok funny, you are old person funny. But I still went on it anyway. So yes, I'm on both TikTok and Instagram at _ no spring chicken.
No spring chicken, do a search there. Maria, thanks so much and talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Ray. Bye.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.